This morning we'd like to read some of the words from the book of Proverbs. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the tablet of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. As we study the scriptures and what they say about the family, we find that the family is to be a place where righteousness will be practiced. We are looking forward to the time in which Jesus Christ shall return to this earth, that righteousness might be established over all the earth. He will bring the judgment of God over all the nations. Some nations at the present time do not honor God's commandments. They do not desire to live in righteous ways. And it's difficult for the church to make the rest of the world live in a righteous way. And so for the time being, our task is to examine ourselves, to examine our own lives individually, to study God's Word, and see how we might cleanse our own lives, to bring them into conformity to the standards of God's Word. The same is true for the family. Here is a place in which parents are gathered in the name of the Lord to train their children in His ways. And they should set the example themselves. They should walk in a path of righteousness. If there is any sin that they are committing, that they are aware of, that they know is wrong, and they are teaching their children not to do these things, then they are hypocrites. For if they know to teach their children that these things are wrong, and if they were to pray to their Heavenly Father, He would give them the strength to overcome these temptations, to overcome these sins. We find the promise given to us as Christians that there is no excuse for us to continue in sin that we recognize. When we recognize a sin, we should pray to God, recognizing our sinful condition. We should pray that He will give us the strength to overcome this temptation, to overcome this sin. And we believe truly that God will answer our prayer, that He will enable us to overcome life's obstacles, and that we might be victorious over this sin in our lives. Parents are to be conquerors of sin and set an example for their children that they really mean that they have faith in God and that they have chosen to walk in paths of righteousness. If we do not choose to walk in the path of righteousness, then how can we worship God? How can we come before God and say that we have given our heart, our mind, our total life and allegiance unto Him, and that we are showing our love for Him through our every action and word? So the first admonition would be to the parents. If they would train their children in the Lord, they must learn to walk according to God's word in paths of righteousness. We find that Abraham was considered more or less the father of the faithful in the Old Testament. He was the first man that God called out of the people that were worshiping idols. And Abraham was called into a special faith relationship with God. Abraham believed God, and walked in righteousness. He walked in obedience unto the commandments of God. And this is what we mean to have faith in God, to obey, to live our lives according to the will of God. We find in Genesis, the 18th chapter and the 19th verse, "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him." And here's one of the great examples that we find in Abraham. He was a man that would train his children to fear the Lord, to serve the Lord, to walk in paths of righteousness. And as we study the example of Abraham's descendants, we find that they did walk in the ways of the Lord. He did succeed in turning them from the idolatry of the surrounding peoples unto the Lord, that they might serve him. The nation of Israel was founded on a knowledge of God's will for mankind and his life upon this earth. And Israel was given a charge to train their children according to the teachings of the Word of God. In Deuteronomy, the fifth chapter, beginning with the 39th verse, we find these commandments that were given. "Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath there is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever." And so we see the duty of parents, that they are to train their children in the ways of the Lord. They are to teach them his commandments, that they might learn to walk in paths of righteousness. And even today, we find that we continue to have this responsibility. The children are to obey their parents in the Lord, that parents are to teach their children the ways of the Lord. Parents are to love their children, not to provoke them to wrath through being unreasonable, but to be reasonable in every way, and yet to hold fast for righteousness, for the ways of God. Let the children see that their parents fear the Lord. The parents are obedient unto God. And then the children can learn to be obedient unto their parents in the Lord and walk in paths of righteousness. In the New Testament, we find this same continuing teaching applying to Christians. The way of life of the Christian is no different. As we come to a faith in Jesus Christ, we find that we also are called to continue in this same high standard of the home, in which the children are to obey their parents, in which parents are to train their children in the ways of God and of Jesus Christ. In Colossians, the third chapter, and beginning with the 17th verse, we read, "And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged." We find at the present time that many teenagers have the feeling their parents do discourage them, that they provoke them to disobedience through being unreasonable, through not showing understanding. And so this is a very strong admonition to parents, that they make every effort to understand their children, to show love, consideration, and reason, treating each one as an individual. But then we might remind the children also that they are commanded to obey their parents in the Lord. And even though they might feel that their parents are wrong, as long as the parents' instructions do not cause them to sin against God, they are to obey their parents, and this is pleasing unto the Lord. And so we can see that parents have a great task of responsibility, and children are called to obedience unto their parents. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in the singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. From this, then, we would learn that when we do good, we do it unto the Lord. Maybe other people around us do not appreciate what we do. There may be times in which situations may seem unjust, but if we suffer wrong, then God can give us recompense, for God knows our good intentions and what good we do. However, when we deliberately do wrong, when we are disobedient to our parents, when we wrong our children, God also knows these things, and he is no respecter of persons. This behooves each one of us to examine ourselves, for children to seek how they might better be loyal unto their parents as their service unto the Lord, and that parents might learn to be more loving toward their children as their service unto the Lord. Let us come now to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we pray now that your blessing might be upon each home. Bless the parents that they might be given wisdom, understanding, patience, and love. Bless the children that they might come to have greater loyalty and respect for their parents, that they might serve them as unto the Lord. And we pray that thy blessing might be upon each home, that thy word might find a place in the heart of each individual, that thy name might be glorified in each home. These things we pray in the name of Christ. Amen. We invite you to write our program in care of Pastor Eugene Stilson, Route 1, Box 87A, Morrytown, Virginia.